You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Passage today is from Isaiah chapter 30, verses 19 to 26. It's a long passage. There's a lot here that we can all take one verse at a time and take very personally to reflect. But for myself, I'm struck by a few of the verses which have application, real relevance today. In verse 19 and 20, "He will surely be gracious to you at the sound of your cry. As soon as he hears it, he answers you. And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teacher will not hide himself anymore, but your eyes shall see your teacher." We are living in very difficult times, and for almost 2 years, we have been under this cloud of the pandemic. And we know that although it's been very difficult, there has been a lot of grace given to us in the midst of these unprecedented times. And this passage from Isaiah, this promise that the Lord will surely be gracious. And even as we cry out to him repeatedly and continually, we believe that God is not deaf, and he hears us, and he acts at his time. And I'm greatly comforted by the promise that he will surely be gracious to me at the sound of my cry. And as soon as he hears it, he answers me. We are given the bread of adversity and the water of affliction these days. Yes, it's been difficult, but we also know that God is with us in the midst of our adversity and affliction. And the beauty of the Advent season is it invites us to look to a certain future in which all of these things will finally be put to rest. All our difficulties and challenges will finally be put to rest, and we can live in the gracious company of our Lord, who promises us an eternity of peace. But there is also a responsibility for us. It's not simply the promise of relief and final vindication, but this passage also calls us to continual repentance and a purification of our lives, so that we are always casting away from us the things that pretend to be God, and to only have space in our lives for the true God. And so the passage says in verse 22, "Then you will defile your carved idols overlaid with silver and your gold-plated metal images, and you will scatter them as unclean things, and you will say to them, 'Be gone.'" Times of difficulty like this also invites us to look at our lives to see if there are idols that we have erected in place of God, and to recognize them even now for all the defilement and filthiness that they represent, and to say to them, "Be gone." So the Advent season is a time, is a call to repentance. So let's respond to this word of the Lord to renew our lives and to pledge once again to be that single-minded, single-hearted people for God. The end of the passage says that there will come a day when the Lord will bind up the brokenness of his people and will heal the wounds inflicted by his blow. We are under discipline because God loves us, as the letter to the Hebrews says, "What father does not discipline his own son?" And so we receive the discipline of the Lord for our good. And that in itself should already be a welcome thing. But again, the promise is that the Lord will bind up the brokenness, and he will heal the wounds inflicted by his blows. Our God is good, and His promises are sure. Let us continue to trust in God that there is a reason for all the difficulties we are going through, and reform our lives so that we might be a people found ready to receive Him.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.